The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is Friday. Yep, we have come to the end of another broadcast week, and because of that, on Fridays, as most of you know, we throw the phones wide open. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. Maybe you want to talk about masks. Maybe you are absolutely convinced that everyone should wear a mask outside, inside. Maybe you're convinced of that. Well, that's fine. Maybe you're convinced that it's all a hoax, it's all a conspiracy, and nobody should wear masks. Okay, we can talk about that. We could talk about the whole COVID-19 thing. We can talk about churches opening, churches closing. One of the largest evangelical churches in America yesterday announced they're not going to open up until after the first of the year. They're shut down for the rest of the year. Doesn't make any difference what happens with the whole COVID-19 thing. Now, because the pastor said meeting together is not essential. And by the way, that's a quote. Meeting together in person is not essential. I beg to differ. Vehemently, I differ. Maybe you want to talk about that. We've got an election coming up in November. Hey, listen, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Later on, probably the top of the hour, I'll give you my somewhat daily COVID-19 update. If you were listening yesterday, I gave you some very, very important instructions. And that was, when you hear about total number of new cases, don't get excited. Of all of the things to be reported about COVID-19, the total number of cases is the least important. Now, I also made a little prediction yesterday. I said when the new report comes in tomorrow, which that would be today, if you were listening yesterday, I said, expect an increase, possibly a record number. Expect it. Why would we expect it? Because of the increased number of tests. And sure enough, today we had an increased number. And if you were listening yesterday, I said, here is what is going to be emphasized in the news. TV, most of radio, print, record number of new cases. emergency. Remember? Yeah, well, I'm not always right. Sometimes, probably, I'm rarely right. But on this occasion, I was spot on. What you didn't hear, and again, we'll talk about it at the top of the hour, some really good news in the middle of all that. Yeah, some good news. Anyway, we'll do that top of the hour. Here is a major story from one of our TV news stations. Mayor Ginther addresses crime, what his office plans to do about it. It is a very interesting article posted on one of our three network TV stations sites. And I just find it interesting because it's the headline, Mayor Ginther addresses crime, what his office plans to do about it. But just as much of the story is about the TV reporter who sat down with Ginther because, well, he's new to Columbus. And yeah, the story was just as much about the reporter as it was about the mayor. Something a little bizarre about that, because the reporter is not supposed to be the story. But anyway, I digress. Before I even read what our, I say our, I don't live in Columbus, but I live in the Columbus area. Before I even read the article, I could predict what our beloved mayor would say and what he would not say concerning crime, minority communities, and so forth. I knew that he would not talk about the breakdown of the family, unwed mothers, teen pregnancy, the horrible lack of fathers in the minority community. He would not say one word about the real issues. Rather, he would say, we're going to put more money in. We're going to put more money in. It's going to take a long, long time, and we're going to have to put money, because the answer is money. And we're going to take money from here, and we're going to put money there, and we're going to spend more money there, and money. And, well, I was right. Unfortunately, I was right. Ginther defends the choice of one of his, what are they calling it? The Citizens Advisory Board or something. And one of the citizens on his new advisory board. Now, why this wasn't put together years ago, why we had to wait for riots and looting and injuries. But anyway, one of the members is the attorney that defended the man who shot and killed the two Westerville police officers. And a lot of people were upset that this man, and by the way, I'm not, that's his job. He's a defense attorney. And that's what defense attorneys do. Sometimes they defend clients that they don't like, don't care for, but hey, that's what they do. But Ginther used that as an opportunity to once again throw the police in Columbus under the bus, because the FOP protested that this man who defended a convicted police killer. Ginther said this isn't the first time the FOP has decided to smear an African-American man. Once again, the mayor of Columbus causing division racially. He is not a source of unity. He is a source of division. Quote, during a neighborhood walk with the reporter, Ginther said change in the community is needed, but it won't happen overnight. In fact, it will take years. Okay. Then, as the reporter and Ginther were walking through one of the Columbus neighborhoods, they came upon a Columbus resident who said he moved to the area 6 years ago, and they just happened to ask him about his concerns. And this is hysterical. The citizen said, definitely more police presence in certain areas like this area near the school. And he's talking to the mayor who wants to defund police. Ginther said, listen to this, it's going to take 10, 15, 20 years of continued commitment to overcome the disinvestment, lack of investment, and dollar commitments over the 30, 40, 50 years. He says it's going to take 10, 15, 20 years of money, 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 money. He said the work is underway. On the west side, Envision Hilltop is a 27-point plan being rolled out. The comprehensive long-term plan includes a $14 million preschool center. Money. He says there is a new recreating center in the works, a new fire station in Oakland Park, and a new Linden pre-K center. This is going to take time, but you can clearly see nearly $100 million invested in Linden. We're going to do a similar type of work here, Southside, other opportunity neighborhoods. $100 million, just one neighborhood. And then he says, we're going to do the same thing in this neighborhood and that neighborhood and that neighborhood. And I read through the complete interview with the mayor. Not one word about fatherlessness, the breakdown of the family, no male influence in the community, unwed mothers. Not one word. It's going to take 10, 15, 20, 25 years and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. But boy, you give us 20 years and a whole bunch of money, we're going to turn this thing around. Really? We've seen that movie and it doesn't end well.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Two very sad stories that I'm going to deal with very quickly. Very quickly. One is a teacher in Mount Vernon, Ohio, 36 years old, has been charged with raping a student in junior high school. The victim was 15 years old at the time. It occurred in 2018. Just charged. Has not gone to trial yet. Sad, sad indeed. Some would say, well, that's the way public school teachers are. Well, there are rotten apples in every profession, which brings me to the next story. A pastor of a Baptist church in Mississippi who yesterday was sentenced to 60 years in prison for sexual conduct with minors. Baptist pastor, Mississippi, 60 years in prison. Now, in my personal opinion, if that pastor was guilty, 60 years is not enough. But anyway, just a reminder, all professions have bad people. We don't judge an entire profession by a few bad ones. Now, here is an update on a story that I covered yesterday. The Museum in Washington, D.C. for African American Art and Culture. I don't think that's the official name. But National Museum of African American History and Culture. That is the official name. I brought to your attention yesterday that on their website they had a large section called whiteness. And it basically concluded that all white people are racist. Now, this is a federally funded museum in Washington, D.C. Yeah, and it was all about whiteness, and it included a graph that it was just incredible, and I'm looking at it right now. The headline says, talking about race, aspects and assumptions of white culture. And then it gives characteristics of white culture, and the implication is these are all bad. They're bad because they're part of white culture. I'm not making this up. I'm looking at the page. I've got it here in my hand. The things that the museum said are parts of white culture, which are bad: rugged individualism, which means the individual is the primary unit, believes in self-reliance; independence and autonomy, highly valued and rewarded; individuals are assumed to be in control of their environment. Yeah, rugged individualism, that's for white people, and it's bad. And then next, family structure. Now, remember, these are the things that are bad because they come out of white culture. The nuclear family, bad because it's white. Father, mother, 2.3 children is the ideal social unit. The husband is the breadwinner and head of the household. Now, how many white homes do you know today where the wife does not work? Because that's the next point. Wife is homemaker and subordinate to the husband. That's white people. It's bad. Here's another bad thing about white culture. Children should have their own rooms and be independent. That's bad. And then, I'm running out of time, the Protestant work ethic. These are bad things about white people. Hard work is the key to success. Work before play. Quote, if you didn't meet your goals, you didn't work hard enough. That Protestant work ethic is part of the white culture, and it's bad. I am happy to report that after enormous backlash, they have removed that portion of the website. They posted today, and I quote, we have listened to public sentiment and have removed a chart that does not contribute to the productive discussion we had intended. The site's intent and purpose are to foster and cultivate conversations that are respectful and constructive and provide increased understanding. Isn't it amazing that an institution supported by federal tax dollars would post something so outrageous, inflammatory, divisive, and only take it down because of enormous backlash? Not everybody wants us united, folks. I hope you know that. Not everybody wants us united. All right, we're going to take a break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. We will be back.